available.
Divorce CEF Mobile.
How are you doing on this fine Friday? KN4TFW.
Bad. Running a little bit behind as it seems to be the case all week. Ah, dang, I can't get out of bed. But other than that, doing pretty good.
Today?
This Saturday. Try to get out of work early today so I can get home and finish getting the truck packed up for Kings Mountain this weekend.
Work at camping, I forgot.
Hiking. Looking forward to it. I don't think it'll be too bad, but still.
I'm going to help the neighbor move this weekend.
Fun. Moving. That's a good, it's a good recreational activity.
I heard that. I'm glad I hadn't moved in the last 20-something years.
I'm 15 years in my house. I don't volunteer. Somebody ask, I'll do it. But I usually don't volunteer myself to go move furniture.
Time back in the early to mid-90s that I either moved or helped people move probably 10 or 12 times in just a couple of years.
I don't know there's any way you can make it any better. It just sucks to do it, period.
One time we moved like 2,000 miles.
All right there.
Our house in Georgia, loaded up the truck, moved to Colorado, no place to stay, no job or anything, and just made the best of it.
I can't do it. Even just thinking about getting a different job scares me. I couldn't imagine just moving without anything set up, ready to go.
You could do it a little easier, but not that it still wasn't hard.
Imagine. So what drove the move out there whenever you did go?
At the time, she was from there, and her mother and stepfather was moving back there, and she wanted to move out there, and it didn't matter to me, really, and that, so we all moved out there.
Yes, and I guess at least you had some family to lean on.
With some friends of my wife's that she grew up with, and that, for a few months till we could find something, and it's really weird out there how the economy is. It'll be like you have whole apartment complexes that are empty, and they're just begging you to, you know, give you 3 months free rent to move in, and then 3 or 4 years later, there's 10 people trying for the same apartment.
Is it because different industries moving in and out, or?
Colorado Springs, there's really no industry per se. There's just tech jobs, but people move out of California and come there because it's, you know, kind of similar. And they build these big houses and everything and drive the economy up. But then there's nothing to support the lifestyle that they like, and then they all move back out.
Yes, I guess I can see that.
It's like, dang, where do the people work to afford these houses? You know, that all the subdivisions they were building, and that was, you know, 25, 30 years ago, were, you know, $300,000 or better.
I can understand that. I think that when I ride around, like if you go places in North Carolina, South Carolina, it won't be, it's not like driving around Greenville, Spartanburg, where you see all the industry. You know, you just see like nice places and you're like, where in the world do all these people work?
Figure it out, let me know.
Unless it's Bush's Baked Beans.
Been up there by Gatlinburg. KN4TFW.
Where we were going, but you know, you get out there and there's just nothing, and then it's like there's bushes, and it's like, what the world?
Be in a remote location.
But that kind of makes sense, you know. People would live around there, probably within 20 to 30 miles, maybe. and support that place. But there's other places you go through. I mean, there's nothing, nowhere.
Well, Tuesday, me and my wife were down there by Lake Greenwood, down at, like, Cross Hill and Hickory Tavern and 96. And that, and man, those places are remote.
I don't know. It's crazy.
All about living out in the country, but that was maybe just a little bit far out, because I mean, it was 25 miles to the grocery store, it looked like.
Personally, that's the one downside. When you move a little further away, you know, it takes you a lot longer to get to anything. Like, even if you figure, like, Landrum, if you were to move up there, you either got to drive to Greer or Bowen Springs to really go to, like, a Walmart or a Lowe's or anything like that.
You know, I guess that's the penalty for living remote.
So you get the one upside, but then you get some downsides with it.
We're out there moving out to Colorado. My mother-in-law at that time was living down in Florida, so our house sold, so I packed everything up, put it in storage, went to Florida, and her house sold. Packed all her stuff up, moved up to Georgia. She had another house there, and it was supposed to sell, but then it didn't sell right then. It was delayed about 8 weeks. So then I put all her stuff in storage and found me another job for 8 weeks. Then her house sold, and I loaded all of her stuff up, all of my stuff up out of storage in one day, and then we moved to Colorado and unloaded everything into storage, and then unloaded her stuff, and then they found a house, and then I moved their stuff, and then we found a house, and I moved my stuff, and then they wanted to move up the mountain, so they moved up the mountain, so then we moved up the mountain, and then my mother-in-law passed away, so my father-in-law moved down the mountain, so then we moved back down the mountain, and then we moved out here.
Definitely have experience in moving and, you know, the whole pack of it. KO4's CEF.
TFW. It was the people were selling the house we were living in, and it was literally half the price for me to move from Colorado back to South Carolina than it was to move across the street. You know, $1,400 a month, and then you got to pay first and last month's rent and everything and that. It's like, man, I can move back for that.
Hey, and that's one thing I'll say. I haven't ever had to rent. Whenever I moved out, I bought my townhouse. Then from there, I moved to Bowen Springs. I've been there twice, so that's where I've been ever since. So townhouse and then Bowen Springs, and I ain't had a desire to move yet. I mean, there's times I wouldn't mind like a bigger house, but I think that's just more to take care of. Yard would probably be a lot smaller, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, nah, not doing it.
Adult life, I've probably lived in 10 different states.
I envy you on that, but there is times where I think, you know, I wouldn't mind moving and going to a different state or something and experience a little different area, I guess.
You know, you can say you like it here in South Carolina, but what are you comparing it to if you've never lived anywhere else?
That is absolutely right.
Everywhere else, I think this is home since I've been here the last 25 years anyway.
All my life, I don't see me going anywhere, I don't believe. I thought I told my wife I wouldn't mind moving to Alaska, but no, I say that never being.
2010, the daughter at that time was married to a military guy, and he was stationed there in Fairbanks, and it was awesome. Mama loved it. I mean, just the country is just beautiful, but man, you don't even know the meaning of the word remote.
There, do homesteading and everything else. It's crazy.
DFW, yeah, the county that the daughter lived in was the size of, I think the size of the state of, like, Massachusetts or something like that. And it was only, like, 100,000 people lived there.
Saying that, then I think, you know, statistically, I think Alaska, it's high suicide rate, depression or something like that. I don't know. It's, you know, not that it's dark all the time, but, you know, in that situation, I can understand that.
Loved it, but she's a night owl, so in the, I guess the shortest time of the year is around Christmas or sunup, and the sun came up at like 11, but it was down by 2:30. But then when we were out there in July, the sun went down far enough to say that it was officially down, and then popped right back up.
I'd love to go one time. I don't know if I'll ever make it, but I would definitely love to try.
I got to do that, the road that the ice road truckers ride on out of Fairbanks. That was an experience.
Was. I think that would be pretty cool.
Dirt road. And so you turn on this dirt road, and the sign says speed limit 50. Makes 414 miles. And then there's a gas station. In the summertime, May through September, 56 miles in, a gas station 175 miles in, and the gas station 414 miles in, and that's the only signs of life on that whole road.
That is crazy.
Not a telephone pole, not a side road, a side street to turn on, not a house, nothing.
This sounds crazy.
Miles down that road past a guy on a bicycle.
Yeah. I mean, what would it... How would you even do that? I mean, that just seems... I don't know.
Yeah, his bicycle was parked on the side of the road, and he was sleeping there on the side of the road because, you know, it was just daylight the whole time.
Imagine.
At 56 miles in, you cross over the Yukon River, which is very similar to crossing over the Mississippi. I mean, it's 2,000 miles long, and that bridge you cross over is the only bridge in 2,000 miles that crosses that river.
This is crazy. I used to, I love watching that show, what Sarah Palin was doing, you know, where she'd do her show up in Alaska. That was pretty cool. Me and my wife watched that for a while. We enjoyed that. That's about the biggest thing I've seen. You just see some of the way they live up there, and then you watch some of the frontier ones, you know, the families that live way out and they're doing the homesteading. I mean, it's crazy what they have to do.
Springs Resort down at the end of this road, and we rode down that road, and it goes through a park, and the park is 395 square miles. And so we stopped, read the sign, Mama smoked a cigarette, walked down the road, looked at this little pond. And that whole time, not one single car passed us down that road.
Probably if anything happened, I mean, there's no way to get in touch with anybody.
I'm quit, you know, 5 miles out of town, and that, unless you had a radio or a satellite phone, you were really particularly hosed. And the people that lived down there, that worked at the resort, man, it was 50 miles to go to the 7-Eleven. And that was one way. You know, moose every day, caribou. We saw musk ox at the research center, and sandhill cranes, and all kinds of animals. It was the only thing we didn't see was a bear.
Awesome. Like I said, I'd love to go up there. I don't know if I'll ever get to make it, but I'd love to try.
A little town called North Pole. And at the North Pole, they have a Santa Claus house, and he's there every single day.
Where you go and you sit on his lap, or what do you mean he's there?
Yep, it's just a little gift shop called Santa Claus House, and he's there every day. You can go sit on his lap and talk to him.
Definitely a job to have.
Kinds of notes on the wall from kids that they had posted that you could read, and you know, they got an address that you could send letters to and everything, so it was pretty cool.
Pretty neat. I'm pulling in the parking lot now. Have you heard from Ed lately?
yesterday, but I was just too busy to call yesterday, but I'm going to try to call him today.
Be back on the radio soon enough. All right, well, I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. Be safe on your way to work today, and maybe we'll holler at you later this evening, but hopefully I get off early enough that I can get home and get everything packed up for Boy Scout trip tonight. So have a good one, KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
Great, enjoy your trip up there to Kings Mountain, and I'll at least catch you back on Monday, KN4TFW.